Let's take a look now at politics through a media lens. Donald Trump is defending that tweet he sent out over the weekend. You've probably seen it. Hillary Clinton's face superimposed over a pile of money with a six-pointed star with the text, "Most corrupt candidate ever." Trump and his backers are saying it's just like the star on the ads for the film Frozen. But his critics, including the website Mike, trace it to anti-Semitic white supremacist sites. Dana Schwartz, a writer for the New York Observer, published an essay calling out the Observer's publisher and owner, Jared Kushner, who happens to be Trump's Jewish son-in-law. And yesterday, Kushner responded. So joining us now, NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik with his take on this. David, your thoughts on, first of all, Dana Schwartz's open letter. Both she and Kushner, as we said, are Jewish. She says to not call the meme, that picture, anti-Semitic, would be playing dumb. What else did she say?
Well, she took a lot of issue with the sort of I thought rather weak defenses that various campaign ads for Mr. Trump offered. She said, you know, these were choices made, and she talked about the links that online seeming associations that people affiliated with the Trump mm-hmm. campaign seem to have with certain kinds of folks who express hate and racism. She also asked, Kushner plays a significant role for his father-in-law. He is an advisor to the Trump campaign. And she said, you know, you are an Orthodox Jew. You are observant. You are sincere in these things. How can you allow this to happen? And I think she expressed that very directly. I think it is to the credit of the publication, to the editor, the executive editor of the publication, Ken Kersen, and to you know, to Kushner himself, that note was published, but it was direct, it was forceful, and it was somewhat searing.
And what did Kushner say in response with his own open letter?
He responded in the pages and the website of his own publication. He said, "The Donald Trump I know," and he starts by simply saying, quote, "My father-in-law is not an anti-Semite." And he personally vouches for Trump's faith, for his belief, for his welcoming of not only his faith, but the Ivanka Trump's conversion to Orthodox Judaism and the fact that their children are Jewish as well. He says he's a loving father, father-in-law, and grandfather, which people who know Donald Trump have told me he is. And he says that there's not a hateful bone in his body. He also invoked his own family's history. Jared Kushner is the grandson of Holocaust survivors, and he talked about that, and he offered some details about that, and he said it was a story that he hasn't tended to talk about publicly, but he wanted to do so to indicate that he feels the terms anti-Semitism and racism are tossed about too loosely when his family has borne the brunt of what those sentiments can mean in their most extreme expressions.
And by the way, with this story in mind, we saw Corey Lewandowski, former Trump campaign manager, now correspondent for CNN, in one of his first appearances as a new CNN commentator. He was the first to float this idea that it was a sheriff's badge and not an anti-Semitic badge. So it's interesting that this story is now filtering through media. As is another one, we want to ask you about something you've been tweeting a lot about. Longtime Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson suing Fox News chair Roger Ailes, alleging sexual harassment. More of your thoughts on this.
Well, it's a very explosive charge. Gretchen Carlson was on the air for about 11 years at Fox News, primarily as the female co-host for the morning show Fox and Friends. She said that she had been complaining since 2009 of a sexist atmosphere at that show, on and off the air, particularly from co-host Steve Doocy, a favorite of Ailes and a favorite of Rupert Murdoch, mm-hmm. who's sort of atop that media empire. And that when she complained about it to Ailes directly, he sexually harassed her, that he said, "You and I should have had a sexual relationship a long time ago and it would have resolved any problems between the two of them," and that he continued to do so in a number of exchanges. This is, you know, something that Ailes and Murdoch in normal circumstances would just be able to ride out. It's a little surprising that they didn't make any effort to settle this, but there seemed to be indications from her lawyers that, you know, once she was let go late last month, her contract was not renewed, that she decided to take it to court rather than to push the issue internally again.
Now, she says there was a sexist environment, as she said, on Fox and Friends. Bloomberg Politics put together a supercut of times when her looks were part of the conversation by male colleagues. Here's a clip.
You know, I was at Lorraine last night and some guy came up to me and said, "I saw you on Fox and Friends this morning. Is Gretchen as cute in person as she is on TV?"
And what did you answer, America?
She's gorgeous, gorgeous. Look at her today. Beautiful dress. You look wonderful.
And, you know, there are people who say, well, what's wrong with that, complimenting somebody on how they look? But, of course, it makes her, you know, an object. And as she's sitting there with people who are supposed to be the news people. But your thoughts, did you notice this? And where does this rise for
sure.
you?
Yeah. Look, I mean, if you watch that full supercut, it was about, I think, a minute and a half long. It is bananas, the extent to which they talk time and again about her looks and, to be honest, the looks of others. There is something of a fraternity house ethos that I think played to Fox News's culturally conservative audience, largely skewing a bit older audience. I've got to say that that is a sensibility that suffuses the network more generally. TV is often based on looks, even TV news, but Fox News particularly so. They have a certain camera called the leg cam, which kind of lingers and ogles along the legs of some of their women personalities deemed more attractive. And I've got to say that, you know, Fox has shown a willingness to pay out to settle such concerns before. Fox News star Bill O'Reilly, Fox paid millions of dollars to settle a sexual harassment suit against him, filed by a Fox News producer who caught him on tape. And in fact, a former top Fox News executive was paid off millions because he knew a lot of the secrets and where the bodies were buried. We'll see if this proves to be among them.
We will. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.